The federal government paved $4.4 million into the city of Coquitlam's coffers today, November 3, to help reconstruct a dilapidated road at the base of Burke Mountain. Coquitlam Port Coquitlam MP Ron McKinnon said the money will help reduce the risk of future flooding events in the area west of Minnetonka Regional Park. McKinnon made the announcement at City Hall with Mayor Richard Stewart as Port Moody Coquitlam NDP MP Bonita Zarillo, Cown. Matt Dejalik and Public Works crews stood nearby. Originally, the city had applied for a $5.1 million federal grant. Currently one of Coquitlam's biggest engineering projects in its five-year capital plan, the Cedar Drive upgrade involves relocating and raising the road, as well as building a channel parallel to Partington Creek, among other things. McKinnon said the federal money is coming from the Disaster Mitigation and Adaptation Fund, DMAF, while Coquitlam is contributing $6,681,000 from development cost charges and other sources. Mark Zaborniak, Coquitlam's manager of design and construction, told the Tri-City News that the $16.5 million project is expected to be complete by late 2026 as fill is now being brought in to raise the road level so it's above the floodplain. The road is being updated in anticipation of Partington Creek, the last and largest of the four original neighborhoods planned for northeastern Coquitlam. The others are Upper Hyde Creek, Lower Hyde Creek and Smiling Creek. The mega project also comes before four more neighborhoods are considered in the Northwest Vision for Burke Mountain. Hazel Coy, Burke Mountain Creek, Riverwalk, Goodyear Creek. For the Cedar Drive reconstruction, staff say the city purchased land from four private property owners, totaling 7.22 acres. Stewart said the new drainage channel is designed to increase Chum and Coho runs in the watershed. The road renewal is one of the most significant infrastructure projects taking place in Coquitlam and we have many, the mayor said. The project will improve drainage, enhance Partington Creek and provide transportation upgrades. McKinnon said the federal government is responding to climate change, and its effects for years to come.